Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
As local governments across the region grapple with how to regulate data center developments, the city of Palo near Cedar Rapids has adopted its own rules. Iowa Public Radio's Eliza Billingham reports.
Palo passed a contested data center ordinance last night. Google has been in talks with both Palo and Linn County about developing a data center near the soon-to-be-resurrected Duane Arnold Nuclear Plant. Palo Councilmember Eric Van Kerkhove said the ordinance empowers the city.
This ordinance gives Palo the ability to set the terms and ensure that any development, if it moves forward, does so under rules written by Palo for Palo.
The site in unincorporated Linn County could be annexed into Palo city limits, but Mayor Brian Bush told IPR the city won't initiate annexation. It would consider it if, say, Google makes the request. Linn County has an 18-month data center moratorium, but it's considering an exemption for data centers that are accessories to nuclear plants. I'm Eliza Billingham, IPR News.
A group of Iowans has created a free educational tool that makes cancer screenings more accessible. Cancer Screen Iowa is an app and website that recommends what screenings to get and what to know before getting them. Currently, Iowa ranks second in the U.S. in cancer rates and is only average in screenings. Mike Shereers, who helped create the platform, lost his wife to pancreatic cancer. He says the goal is to bring more awareness to the importance of cancer screenings.
What we can do is equip them with enough answers that they can take that first step forward. And if the first step forward is calling a local clinic.
Shereers says cost and healthcare access are also barriers for Iowans. The long-term goal is to build partnerships to support community outreach and screening programs for uninsured people. Meanwhile, people who claim the popular weed killer Roundup caused their cancer now have fewer legal options after the U.S. Supreme Court sided with the product's manufacturer last month. Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports the ruling affects tens of thousands of court cases.
The Supreme Court ruled that Roundup maker Bayer is not responsible for providing a cancer warning label. That's because the Environmental Protection Agency, which regulates U.S. labels, says the product is unlikely carcinogenic, even though the World Health Organization says it likely is. The ruling overturns a Missouri court decision where a St. Louis man won his case claiming Roundup caused his blood cancer. Attorney Darren Lunescus in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, represents people with similar claims.
It's going to be a lot different as far as how these are litigated now as a result of the Supreme Court decision, because the easiest path forward, the failure to warn type of claim, is now gone.
He says lawyers will now have to change strategies, which is expensive. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
Campaign finance reports show Democrat Rob Sand with a sizable fundraising advantage in Iowa's race for governor. New filings covered from mid-May through mid-July show the state auditor brought in nearly $9.4 million. Republican Zach Lane reported about $6.4 million, with a majority coming from a Republican Governors Association PAC. Drake University professor emeritus Dennis Goldford says there's still time before November for Lane to close that financial gap.
If I were running for governor, I would sure rather financially be Rob Sands at this point than Zach Lane. But I think Lane has contribution sources, starting with the Republican Governors Association and other PACs, that will enable him certainly to, if not even the playing field, certainly make it a lot less steep than it is at the moment.
Sand also reported nearly $18 million in cash on hand, compared to about $1 million for Lane. Lane's campaign also carries a $2.5 million outstanding loan. The former Illinois public health director tied to a series of fatal Legionnaire's disease outbreaks at a state veterans home is suspending his bid for the U.S. Senate in Maine. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
Dr. Nirav Shah oversaw the Illinois Department of Public Health from 2015 to 2019 and was heavily criticized for the state response to Legionnaire's overrunning the state veterans home in Quincy, causing 14 deaths. Later, Shah moved to Maine and, of late, was considering a Democratic run for Senate. But Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth criticized Shah's run, saying Maine, quote, deserves better than someone who put his public image before the safety of our veterans. Shaw says Democrats must be unified to defeat incumbent Republican Susan Collins and is supporting a former Maine legislator. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And this is WVIK News.